We're now joined by head coach Dan Martin. I'm making our way back up to Mercer, where the Cardinals have a couple of home games to wrap up the regular season this week. They do have home games, although they won't be officially called that. Mercer's going to host districts next week, so they'll play on the home court. First game for Mercer in postseason will be 1 week from tonight against Gilman City at 7:30 up at Mercer. Gilman City tomorrow night, then East Harrison on Friday night for the Cardinals. Kind of an up-and-down week in the tournament last week, Coach. I guess the good news is that at least for the next couple of weeks, if you can win some games, you know, you get to stay at home for a while.
Yeah, exactly. We did have a up-and-down conference tournament, but we're, you know, going into the last few games of the season. At least we're going to play them here at home and not have to travel all over and see, hopefully put something good together.
Yeah, Saturday's game against Gilman City, I've seen Gilman City in person, as I've seen your team in person as well, and I know, you know, from just, if you get Gilman City on the wrong night, they have guys who have the ability to hit the outside shot. Did you just kind of run into that Saturday a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. We played the Gilman team that I was scared we were going to play at some point. Those guys can get after it. They shoot the ball really, really well. I thought they came ready to play. They had fought against Winston to get to the, you know, to play for the, to go to the championship. They had fought so hard against Winston and played so hard. And I knew going in we was going to see one or two people. We was going to see the worn out, beat up team, or, you know, we were going to see one that was hungry to go ahead and go out and take care of us. And we definitely saw the latter. They come out ready to play, and you know, they're real, just a deep, pretty good team. And I thought we were flat. We looked like we were not, didn't even want to be there. And it was just a pretty lopsided victory, because once they got hot, it was just too hard to control them.
From your perspective, Coach, when you realize, okay, the guys are flat, what are the things that you see from your team that are kind of warning signs that they're just, that they're not moving as well as they need to?
I watched it in warm-ups, you know, since we got there watching our warm-ups. We weren't finishing our shots. We were a bunch of high school kids. We were having a little bit too much fun in the warm-up lines and just the pregame in general. The focus wasn't there. So, you know, coming out in the game, I just knew we'd be flat, and we had to try to do our best to get them on track. And we started the game pretty well. You know, once Kobe hit a couple threes, I think, and everything kind of looked good. And then they just went hot, and we didn't. When that team shoots like they're capable of, they could shoot anybody out of a gym.
Well, and you know, quite honestly, I was going through the schedule coming up. You played Gilman City on Saturday. That didn't go real well, obviously. But you get a chance to rectify that, because you got them coming to your barn here twice over the next 7 days.
Yeah, three of our next four games were against Gilman City, so. You know, we got them once, they got us once. Our lineup's a little bit different now than what it was when we did beat them at their place. You know, we lose that kind of height and scoring average. You know, it takes a lot away from you. So we just kind of got to try to get some guys accepting different roles, and you know, it happens so late in the year that it's hard just to turn everything around right now, but they're doing a better job accepting. I'm proud of the way they've played and how hard some of them have battled. You know, it's not easy getting thrown into a position overnight. So it says a lot for our kids' characters, regardless of what the scoreboard looks like, to go out there and do the things that's asked of you the best that you know how.
The catch, Tony Twiggett, with Gilman City is, you know, is that Brody Langfoot's such a good player that he's obviously the best player on that Gilman City roster. But Gilman City's not at their best if it's Brody doing everything, and they're at their best when they got the Preston guys hitting shots, and they got, you know, their inside players getting rebounds and kind of banging around a little bit. When they get all of that rolling at the same time, that's where the Hawks get really dangerous.
That's exactly right. Brody's just a phenomenal player. He's the kind of kid you have if you want to build a team around. You know, I don't know a coach that wouldn't really enjoy having him. And so those other players on his team have accepted their roles, and they're, you know, I've been in their junior high games, things like that. And, you know, the Preston kids are in there always shooting around. Nobody else in the gym. They're in there getting shots up, and that's what it takes. We've said it a bunch of times. If you want to be great at this game, you got to be, when the coach says practice is over, you got to request another 30 minutes of shooting time or free throws or something. That's how players become great. It's not within the means of the practice that you have. It's what you're willing to do outside of that makes you a great player.
No question about that. East Harrison then coming up on Friday. With districts coming up, Coach, is there anything that you give the guys when you get to the weekend practice wise to prepare them for kind of that do or die mentality of districts, or do you not try to put that much pressure on them as you start looking at next Monday?
I think if you have a group of players that are seasoned and have a competitive mindset and you know really take this game for what it is and you know what they want to accomplish, I, as a coach, would go in and explain to them how important it is that to take care of business every night and this every game can be your last one from here on out or whatever. But with such a lower basketball IQ out of a lot of our inexperienced kids so far, I think you try to avoid that pressure. You just you go out and you tell them play every game you can. We have everybody coming back next year and gaining even more. So I'm trying not to put the added pressure on the kids. I'm just trying to get them to want to play basketball first, because how you get a kid to play basketball and be good at it is first you got to teach them to love the game, and that's what we're trying to work on more than anything.
There are a lot of districts next week that you look at it and say, okay, that's a stronger district, this is kind of a weaker district, and certainly people can have their opinions one way or the other on these individual districts. You got a Gilman City as a three. I think they could be a threat in this thing. You guys having home court advantage, you're hoping to make a little bit of a run, and when you're looking at the top two seeds of Green City 1 and Grundy are 5-2, and I think they have maybe 4 or 5 losses combined between the two of them, that is a loaded district.
I think we have probably one of the tougher districts in the state. Obviously, Green City goes and makes a run last year. I think loses to Stanberry, who went to the championship game, and I want to say Green City took them down to the wire, or maybe even overtime.
I was there; it was very, very competitive.
Okay, so when Green City gets basically everyone back from that team, Grundy's playing at a state level right now, especially defensively. They're just doing such a tough job defensively on everyone, and if you want to move on to the postseason, that's how you have to do it. It's not one on the offensive end. And Gilman City's the kind of team that can take anybody by surprise on the right night. Below that, someone could pull off an upset. I mean, I've said it a million times, we put a lot of faith in a bunch of high school kids every day to go out and do what we want them to do. But as far as our district goes, it's always anybody's game. If anything has taught anybody that, March Madness should teach you that every year. But I also believe those top two teams are going to be there. There's a whoever comes out of our district is going to make a run. I fully believe that.
I know it is yours and mine too, Coach. You get to postseason basketball. It's my favorite time of year, so I'm looking forward to next week. Hopefully I'll be able to get up to Mercer at some point next week. Wish you the best of luck with your home games this week. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
All right, Tom, thanks a bunch.